Stag, this is dictating on Maureen Rain. M-A-U-R-E-E-N. Maureen. Rain is R-H-E-I-N. R as in Robert. R-H-E-I-N. N as in Nancy. Date of birth, 9/21/48. 9/21/48. Date of visit is 10/19/23. Please make a copy for Cheryl Patterson. S-H-A-R-O-L. Cheryl Patterson. P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. M-D. Thanks. Dear Cheryl, thank you for sending Maureen Rain for my evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 75-year-old lady who has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity over the past 4 to 5 months. Has been seen in the emergency room at Halifax Hospital and had a workup, including a chest X-ray, which showed no acute infiltrate. She also has had a prior history for a fall and fracture the orbit on the left, and non-displaced left nasal bone fracture, and also had a fracture of the shoulder. The patient has been, I'm sorry, the patient has no cough or chest pain, denies any hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Her past history, the patient's past history includes history for non-small cell lung cancer, status post left upper lobectomy, and a history of tonsillectomy, and history for pneumothorax, requiring chest tube. She also had a hysterectomy and has had the repair of the left ankle and left knee with arthroscopic surgery. The patient has had multiple skin cancers removed, and she has been treated for hypertension. She has obstructive sleep apnea and on CPAP at night, but does not use it. Next paragraph, allergies to Benadryl and ibuprofen. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol is moderate. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of Alzheimer's and of cancer of the bladder. Father died of unknown causes. Next, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, denies significant cough or wheezing. shifts. Joint pains and muscle stiffness shifts. Headaches and tinnitus blackouts shifts. Palpitations and leg swelling and shifts. Anxiety attacks and asthmatic attacks. Denies any dizziness, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. Shares urinary frequency, and shares no, I'm sorry, shares fatigue, but no weight loss. Next paragraph, medalist included valsartan 160 milligrams a day, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Clonidine 0.1 milligram, half a tablet daily. And Xanax 0.5 milligrams PRN. Lasix 20 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams HS. Invokana 100 milligrams daily. Nebulizer with formoterol solution BID PRN and Bantel and inhaler as needed. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80. Pulse 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 155, saturation 97. HE and D non-spheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of irregular, soon an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, there are mild varicosities. No cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD. And chronic bronchitis number 2 is history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post left upper lobectomy. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, anxiety. And number 5, history of diastolic dysfunction. And next paragraph, plan. The patient had a pulmonary function study done. The patient had a 2D echocardiogram done, which shows no significant change in left ventricular function, and an ejection fraction of 60 to 65%. And there was grade 1 diastolic dysfunction with mild mitral regurgitation. And pulmonary artery pressure was 29. The patient had labs done which were unremarkable. And a hemoglobin of 13.3 BUN22. She was advised to get a CTA of the chest to rule out any pulmonary embolism and or interstitial lung disease. Also advised to use a Ventol and HF inhaler to pass PRN and continue with her other medications as above. She will need a follow-up chest CT. I'm sorry, she will need a polysomnographic study. To evaluate her for a new CPAP setup. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add in the final diagnosis? Number 6, rule out pulmonary embolism. Next. The patient was also given a Ventol and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs TID PRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in 1 month. Not 6 weeks, in 1 month. Please change that sentence. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Cheryl Patterson, PATTERSON, Cheryl, SHAROL, MD. Thank you.